Welcome to the Kanem, where humans and aliens converse, and where all the dots are connected. I'm Nancy of Zeta Talk, an emissary for aliens from Zeta Reticuli. They are here to warn of great cataclysms on Earth and advise how to survive this. The pending pole shift is not the end. Man will make his next leap forward to live a better time when aliens will live among us. Early in Zeta Talk, the Zetas encouraged the public to look at crop circles and let the message relayed to their subconscious seep in. You figure it out, said the Zetas. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circles, written July 1995. Humans have always stood in awe of crop circles, as you can be assured this is not the first era where they have been prevalent. They speak to the subconscious, which sees the patterns and senses their meaning, and the conscious hasn't a clue. What is their meaning? Crop circles are telling you in a universal language of coming events, and we are speaking here not only of physical events, such as the pending pole shift, but spiritual as well. In the past, these simple but eloquent messages were left with increasing frequency and urgency leading up to the shift. This time, because of the transformation, there is more than one message to relay. What are these messages, and why not simply speak them or leave written word? Well, of course, contactees are receiving these messages face to face, but what about the rest of the world? Are crop circles more effective than words? Absolutely. They register in many parts of the brain and tell the story with greater depth. A picture is worth a thousand words. Symbols are used to relay astronomical occurrences, effects of one planetary body on another, motion and direction, pace, change, and for those who have sensed their meaning, they also relay ratios and relative force. Stand before these pictures and let your subconscious speak to you, and see the forest and the sky rather than the trees. Crop circles present an opportunity to understand, at a glance, the decade ahead. As the pole shift approaches, they will present an accurate weather prediction, a guide to family affairs, a timetable for settling matters and preparing for the future, and the truest touchstone that mankind will be given. Visit them often, if only in picture form, and let the message sink in. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. The Zetas refuse to do any interpretation beyond implying that they had something to do with the forthcoming pole shift. By 1995, some dramatic crop circles had been laid, the scorpion tail and the double helix among them. And I quote from Zeta Talk again, "Are not the patterns being presented in increasing complexity, in step with your Earth's internal response to her approaching brother? Crop circles began with a simple circle, stating that the Earth is unruffled in her orbit, then dual circles and rings relaying the approaching interaction between Earth and her brother, Planet X. The rings, of course, are the influence of gravitational pull increasing. Long lines connecting circles. Does Planet X, acting as a comet, not have an approach? Peripheral circles, the other planets in your solar system, or in the wider system that comprises the journey of Planet X. And what of the scorpion tail, the connected and curving series of dots? Does not the comet travel with an entourage of minor moons? As the giant comet dominates with its gravitational fields, the moons are not pulled into conflict regarding their place. They trail after their traveling master like little ducklings in a row. Where the orbiting motion of moons is assumed to be due to a balance between the centrifugal force of the moon and attraction to the home planet, there are other variables. The orbiting moons are in motion because they are reaching for the sun and other planets, like a twirling dancer forever undecided on a partner. The helix, interpreted by many to be a DNA strand, is a pictorial representation of the Earth's rotation and the manner in which it began to align with the rotation of the approaching planet X. The Earth's rotation is caused by the motion of elements in the Earth's core attempting to escape or approach influences in the wider solar system. The Earth's rotation is already slowing, a fact noted by your scientists and various excuses already published in the media. To those who would disbelieve that the influence of Planet X could be that strong from afar, we point to the delicacy of many matters in nature. The Earth's normal rotation is a careful balance, taking into account all the factors in the solar system and beyond. It takes but a feather to trip the scales when they are perfectly balanced, and the influence of Planet X on the Earth from afar acts in this manner. The ball of overlapping circles, all touching an inner circle, is meant to convey a new phenomenon occurring on Earth, preparing those who see it for the manifestation of this phenomenon. The Earth's magnetic field currently curves far out in space, so that on the surface of the Earth, a compass almost always points north. Increasingly, as the Earth's swirling core is pushed to line up in opposition to the magnetic field of the approaching Planet X, it will send out minor magnetic fields that do not point due north, but wrap back into the Earth in the manner portrayed by the overlapping circles. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Thanks a lot, said the public. I'm still confused. But in May of 2002, Zeta Talk was still being vague. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circle Clues, written May 15, 2002. Mankind often complains that crop circles are not clear in their intent, their message. It is clear they are increasing in complexity, often have circles that might be considered planets or suns in the solar system, and their relationship by some force or another. We have stated that the makers of genuine crop circles are speaking to the subconscious of man, which understands their message even if the more rigid conscious resists. The subconscious understands the body language of someone afraid or feeling sexual or resentful. The conscious is aware that the rules of society are being followed, the right clothing worn, and the schedule on time. Thus, the conscious views crop circles and puzzles over them, but the subconscious understands. Mankind is aware, both subconsciously and consciously, that the weather has become unpredictable, the poles melting, and the fauna and flora about him migrating and behaving out of keeping with what is expected. They see the moon with halos about it, the jet stream passing clouds overhead in odd ways, and note that no one seems to have an explanation outside of what seems silly. If global warming is the issue, then why does the U.S. excuse itself to pollute merrily away? What crop circles are presenting is the relationship between the inbound planet and the planets in the solar system. Where a scorpion's tail is presented, this is the manner that the moons in the inbound planet trail a traveling planet. Thus, the message, traveling, has been given. Where several planets are placed with lines drawn between them, this is presenting the many pushes and pulls that planets have against one another. One such force is gravity, which both pushes and pulls. Another is magnetism. There are many other forces that affect the placement of planets in the ecliptic, but man is unaware of these particle flows, so we will not expound. Where crop circles are simple at first, a single circle, this message was, they are static, established, and the push and pull balance, so what you see perpetuates itself. What we call the equilibrium of the solar system. When more circles are entered and lines drawn, this represents the equilibrium being disrupted. Large designs such as snowflakes, where there is a branching from central points, these central points, then connected, are relaying yet another message. Each of these planets has its own kingdom and influences on its own moons and the like, yet they likewise affect each other. We would suggest those curious about the meaning of these genuine crop circles do their history, placing them on a table by date, and pass their eye over them. They will see the equilibrium of the solar system being disrupted as these circles progress over time. They will get the feeling of what is happening to the solar system, where many planets and moons of these planets are exhibiting a disturbed equilibrium, changing, heating up, or whatever. Once having gotten that feeling, the conscious is allowing the subconscious to speak more loudly. and this should be allowed to continue. Never mind what other humans have told you are the explanation for crop circles. You listen to your subconscious. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. However, in 2004, the Zetas began giving us an explanation for the various patterns relayed by crop circles. More of that later in this hour. Meanwhile, crop circles were certainly on the increase. In 1980, one was recorded. In 1990, 77 of them recorded. In the year 2000, 194. If the message is vague, meant to speak to our subconscious, what proof do we have that they are not just laid down by hoaxers with boards, running around fields in the middle of the night, six-pack in hand, hooting and snickering and having a grand old time fooling the public? Well, the speed with which the circles are laid down, for one thing, and I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circle Video, written January 1997. During 1996, several breakthroughs occurred in the awakening. Genuine implants were dug out of contactees and examined by scientists. Real UFOs were captured on video and shown to the public by CNN, and a crop circle was filmed in the making. Filmed under circumstances that could hardly be questioned, the video nonetheless was roundly criticized and pronounced to be a fake, which it is not. Where crop circle fraud, or at least fraudulent claims, had been running parallel with the real thing in England, here was the real thing. It has taken a bit for the reality of the fact to sink in, but the validity of the video is now beyond dispute. It stands as testimony beside the human witnesses who have stated that crop circles are laid down almost in an instant, something no human hand could accomplish. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Another indication of alien hands at the helm is that the grain is not broken, but is bent at a 90-degree angle to the nodes, and grows at a more rapid rate to maturity than grain not so affected during circle formation. And I quote from the World Mysteries site, The Crop Circle Phenomenon. The bending itself is done at the nodes. This is very peculiar, as the nodes give plants their strength. They normally bend between the nodes. Nodes keep a plant upright because they gather water, and the water pressure in the nodes makes the stalk rigid. In crop images, plants bend because the nodes were dehydrated. There is a hole in the node, which looks like an outlet for water vapor that formed after intense heating. Most remarkably, the nodes are bent selectively. They can be bent at the lowest knuckles or at any other one higher up the stalk. Nodes in different parts of a crop image can be bent at different heights in different directions within the same formation. End of the quote. Yet another indication is the mathematical precision displayed by the circles, a fact that impressed even Stephen Hawking. And I quote from Science News, Math in the Fields, an article written June 1997. Hawkins found that he could use the principles of Euclidean geometry to prove four theorems derived from the relationship depicted in these patterns. In one case, for example, an equilateral triangle fitted snugly between an outer and an inner circle. It turns out that the area of the outer circle is precisely four times that of the inner circle. Three other patterns also displayed exact numerical relationships involving diatonic ratios, the simple whole number ratios that determine a scale of musical notes. These designs demonstrate the remarkable mathematical ability of their creators, Hawkins comments. Hawkins also discovered a fifth, more general theorem, from which he could derive the other four. This theorem involves concrete circles that touch the sides of a triangle, and as the triangle changes shape, it generates the special crop circle geometrics, he says. Different triangles give different sets of circles. An equilateral triangle produces one of the observed crop circle patterns. Three isosceles triangles generate the other crop circle geometries. Curiously, Hawkins could find no reference to such a theorem in the works of Euclid or any other book that he consulted. He challenged readers of Science News and the mathematics teacher to come up with his unpublished theorem, given only the four variations. No one reported success. And then, during the crop circle season of 1996, among the dozens of circles surreptitiously laid down in the wheat fields of England, at least one pattern fit Hawkins' theorem. The crop circle makers showed knowledge of this fifth theorem, Hawkins reports. Those responsible for this old-fashioned type of mathematical ingenuity remain unknown. Their handiwork reveals an astonishing ability to enter fields undetected, bend living plants without cracking stalks, and trace out complex, precise patterns, demonstrating an uncommon facility with Euclidean geometry. End of the quote from Science News. And then there is the electromagnetic or radionuclides evidence. And I quote again from the World Mysteries site, the crop circle phenomenon. Soil samples tested yielded up to 100% higher than normal electromagnetic measurements in the center of the formations tested. There are reports that in the years following the appearance of the crop circle, the affected areas had an increase in crop yield of up to 40%. There is residual radiation in the circles, which can have adverse effects. Measurements have detected an emission of energy in the 5 kHz frequency up to several days after the crop circles were formed. This frequency lies within the audible range, and some hear a trilling noise. Many people show physical reactions after visiting crop circles. The symptoms are nausea, headaches, dizziness, tingling sensations, and various pains. These symptoms are consistent with health problems from radiation. Mobile phones, cameras, watches, and especially electronic equipment brought in to check the circles have failed, and compasses on airplanes flying overhead have been reported spinning out of control. End of the quote. Then there is the distinct support for hoaxes that the establishment provides. Crop circles can only get in the media when accompanied by a couple retired guys claiming they laid them down with boards and rope. And I quote again from the World Mysteries site, the crop circle phenomenon. Two retired men came forward in the early 90s and claimed they had made crop circles. Remarkably, this claim appeared simultaneously on CNN and a number of top international newspapers like the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and European papers like the eminent French publication Le Figaro. The above scenario seems quite suspicious. It's practically impossible to appear on CNN or on any other mainstream publication with a topic as far out as crop circles. That this happened in a timely, coordinated fashion indicates that someone with a lot of clout was behind this action. End of the quote. Well, just how do the visitors lay down those complex crop circles within seconds, bending grain in layers pointing in different directions so the grain looks woven with no footprints about? And I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circles, written July 1995. Crop circle creation is managed by a group of aliens that cannot participate in the Earth's transformation in any other manner, as they are a life form that lives in water, and thus their ships are filled with the atmosphere that they breathe, water. Thus, this is how they serve. Observers have noted that crop circles seem to appear almost instantaneously. They blink and then notice that something is different in the vista before them. By what process is this accomplished? If spaceships are landing and impressing the ground, then the time seems too short. If rays of energy or a force field are involved, all this passes the notice of the observers. Crop circle creation does not require a landed ship or physical force. The grain lies flat because the structure of the stems has been altered, one side of the stem rapidly growing in a process the reverse of what occurs when growing plants bend toward the light. This growth spurt occurs low to the ground, the particular ray, like laser surgery, focusing there. The swirls are created due to the circular motion of the affecting ray, which circles like a hand on a clock, dropping the grain stalks such that they fall almost simultaneously. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. The presence of balls of light moving rapidly over the field as a circle was laid have been observed. The conclusion of researchers is that these were robotic, following computer commands, as the Zetas have stated indeed occurs. And I quote again from World Mysteries site, the Crop Circle Phenomenon. There is irrefutable evidence that the images in crop circles are formed by some kind of a controlling device, like a computer, which issues commands for other devices that emit radiation impacting on the plants. Spheres of about 1 foot in diameter hovering over areas where crop circles were forming have been repeatedly observed. Many designs look like computer-created graphics. In fact, some designs are so complex and spiked with mathematical information that only a computer could have created them. End of the quote. One can tell the difference between a genuine and a hoaxed circle simply by looking for the Zetas. Hoaxed circles have obvious characteristics. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circle Hoaxes, written September 2001. Crop circle hoaxes appeared early in the game when the populace became aware of legitimate crop circles and entranced by them. Hoaxes were led at first by the CIA as an arm of MJ-12 and nervous government heads, particularly during the Reagan-Thatcher era. England was a choice location for legitimate circles as the populace is intelligent and given to puzzle-solving and publicized their circles well and with great pride. The early hoaxes were simply bumpkins announcing they had laid them with boards and demonstrating this. This took time, did not bend without breaking the grain, did not make perfect geometry, and left footprints all over the area, but the media was instructed to give these bumpkins credit and being run basically by the establishment or friends of the establishment, they did as instructed. In 2001, a new brand of hoax appeared, which was quickly recognized for what it was. Not given the major media coverage that the early hoaxes were granted, these were left to be examined by talk shows and the public, who quickly recognized the crude and unfamiliar characteristics. Where legitimate circles have perfect geometry, are laid down almost instantaneously and without footprints, and leave the grain bent and growing, these lacked all of these characteristics. More particularly, they were designed, rather obviously, to be understandable to the public, with recognizable features and symbols. The face on Mars, data sheets, and automobiles. More grain was trammeled than left standing, a technique to cover footprints and any geometry imprecise. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Countering the hoaxers and their backers have been honest admissions from other governments that circles are not man-made. And I quote from Reuters, July 13, 2001. Russian crop circles show aliens returned. Russian officials said on Friday that strange circles found in a remote southern field showed aliens had returned to collect Earth soil 4 years after their first dropping by, TASS News Agency reported. The five concentric circles of wheat, flattened in a clockwise direction, were discovered in a field. The ears of wheat were undamaged. TASS said similar circles had appeared 4 years ago. Officials of the region's Emergency Situations Department say this suggests the beings had come back for more soil samples. End of the quote from Reuters. The circle makers themselves also countered the disinformation, almost as though they knew a hoax was about to be generated and countered it ahead of time. On August 28, 2001, a hoax called the Arecibo Reply Formation appeared. Small in size and with grain crushed crudely into square formations, it was clearly man-made. but because it replicated a digital graphic sent out into space by SETI in 1974, it got massive media attention. And I quote from CircleMakers.org, "Slow on the uptake, the mainstream media are now starting to show interest in the Arecibo reply formation." In the U.S., Linda Howe appeared on the O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News Network. End of the quote. Yes, Fox News could be expected to back the establishment hoax, but on August 13, 2001, the Milk Hill Formation, a massive swirl composed of six arms and including 300 individual circles, geometrically perfect, appeared during a year when hoaxes were emerging in force, as though to say, compare these hoaxes to this. Note the Milk Hill Formation appeared on August 13th, 2 weeks ahead of the August 28th Arecibo reply hoax. And I quote from BBC News, "If you work it out, it's not dark for that many hours in summer, and this consists of about 300 separate circles. There must have been a circle made every 30 seconds. It would have taken an army to do that, and there's no way an army could have gone undetected." End of the quote from BBC. And I quote from the CircleMakers.org site, "Awe-inspiring, jaw-dropping, mind-warping, incomprehensible, bloody huge are a few phrases that come to mind when viewing this year's finale formation, which was discovered on top of Milk Hill in Wilshire above the White Horse on 13th August. It's difficult to take on board the sheer scale and complexity of this formation. It spans 10 tram lines, and if you walk from one side of the formation to the other, have covered approaching 1,500 feet. Compare that to the average diameter of formations this year, which is approximately 200 feet. There are over 400 circles incorporated into the design, a record amount dwarfing all previous formation. The formation has already been variously described as utterly awesome by American radio talk show host Jeff Rentz, as the greatest formation to form in the entire world by crop circle researcher Stuart Dyke, as the mother and father of all crop circles by crop circle researcher Charles Malik, as the pinnacle, the very epitome of perfection, the paragon of all circles, by Mark Fussell from the Crop Circle Connector website, who goes on to say, "There are not enough words in the English vocabulary to describe how amazing this crop circle is." Everyone is saying this feat is beyond human ability. If this formation was man-made, allowing for time to get into and out of the field under cover of darkness, the construction time left should be around 4 hours. Given that there are over 400 circles, some of which span 70 feet in diameter, that would mean that one of those circles would need to be created every 30 seconds, and that's not even allowing any time for the surveying, purely flattening. This formation pushes the envelope, and that's a massive understatement. End of the quote from CircleMakers.org. Hoaxing continued to this day, the same characteristics shown in the 2001 spate repeated in 2004, for instance. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Hoaxes, written August 2004. Characteristic of the recent hoaxes, all of which have appeared in Wiltshire County in the UK, is their preference for straight rather than curved lines and inclusion of mazes. No legitimate diagrams to date have included a maze, anathema to the intent of the circle makers, which seek to educate, not confuse, mankind. Yet hoaxes almost prefer them as a maze has straight lines. Hoaxes also tend to be small in size, or in locations distant from public view. Hoaxes lack the characteristic of legitimate circles, which are crop bent at the growth nodes, not broken, and crop laid in different directions, overlaying each other, and precision in line and curve. What is to be learned from the hoax circles? They take the symbolism of legitimate circles and distort them, not unlike the disinformation distortion given to our words. Legitimate circles do not include faces, as in a prior year hoax of the face of the Zeta or Art Bell, not mazes interpreted to be binary or other code. Hoaxes hope to grab public attention by such gimmicks and when revealed as hoaxes, cast aspersions on all circles. Legitimate circles have a resonance with other legitimate circles, like the cadence of a symphony, all building upon one another. In addition to laying down original hoaxes, the hoaxers employed in Wiltshire County in the UK have been assigned the task of ruining legitimate designs. A key indicator of sabotage is change after the creation date. Legitimate circle makers have no reason to delay, and their trademark is to create intricate circles over a broad area almost within seconds. Their design is in the computer, and it takes but the release of a switch to start the sequence, whereas hoaxes take time. An example of a sabotage is Silbury, where the hoaxers hope to enhance their reputation by claiming this large circle. Here the sabotage resorts to lines and mazes. Contrast this with the belated change to Tan Hill, where the original makers returned after aerial photos had been taken of their intended message to create a contrast to the hoaxers. See the difference? End of the quote by Zeta Talk. Man-made sabotage of alien-laid circles countered by alien-added complexity to their original circles. Another point of contrast to expose hoaxing attempts. In 2004, Zeta Talk switched from being vague about the meaning of crop circles to being specific. The first explanation was regarding what the Zetas called the sweeping arms of the sun, the force that propels our planets all in the same direction in their orbits, in concert with the rotation of the sun. Where all the other planets are swept ahead of these sweeping arms, Planet X, coming in on its sling orbit, reacts by jumping over these arms, thus assuming its retrograde orbit during its passage past the sun. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Retrograde Orbit, written January 1997. Planet X's retrograde orbit around the sun is due to its reaction to an energy field emitted by the sun. This energy field radiates out from the sun intensely at certain points, like a moving arm, following the rotation of the sun's core where the matter producing this energy field is located. Where the non-traveling planets are in essence swept along before this intense energy field, like dust balls in front of a broom, Planet X is not so trapped. Planet X's reaction to this is still a slight movement sweeping ahead of this energy field, but as the energy field passes, it is a stronger jerk backwards, away from the passing arm of the sun's energy field. Thus, as the sweeping arm of this energy field passes Planet X, which in no way could stay ahead of this sweeping arm at the distance it was from the sun, Planet X's reaction to the bulk of the energy field is longer lasting and begins to produce a retrograde orbit for its approach to the sun. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Indeed, crop circles such as the August 8, 2003 Southfield Circle showed 8 sweeping arms, and an analysis of global quakes appearing on the USGS live seismograph around that time in 2003 showed something creating these global quakes at just such a pace. If regular, an arm sweeps every 6.5 weeks. Indeed, the global quake analysis showed on June 29, 2003, global quakes intensified in a dark face adjustment, where the Atlantic Rift was grabbed more than once a day, a new trend. On August 14, 2003, blackouts engaged with a vengeance, with the St. Lawrence Seaway blackout affecting 2 countries and several states and provinces. On September 26, 2003, a massive global quake occurred, followed on September 26 to the 27th by the Japan and Siberia-Mongolia experience of 8.3 and 8.5 Richter quakes. And the Zetas explain what this will mean for the Earth after the December 2003 Earth orbit halt, when the Earth discovered Planet X standing in her path. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Swept into Disaster, written January 2004. It is no secret that the sweeping arms of the sun occurring as the classic crop circle depicting them shows, about 8 times a year with regularity. These arms are what cause the planets to all orbit in one direction, as they are swept in that direction. The last arm swept by Earth around December 25, 2003, the next expected by the anxious humans watching the drama to start around February 9, 2004. Each sweep causes the Earth to move forward toward Planet X, and the monster moving in a retrograde orbit to jump over the arm toward Earth, suddenly. The last sweep halted the Earth in her orbit, and she is now scuttling backward in an attempt to escape. This has put continuous stress on the Earth, as the sweeping arms are always present to some extent, pushing her forward into the magnetic jaws of Planet X. A trap, a squeeze, an unshakable grip. The next sweep will force the two planetary magnets closer together, with the Earth, as always, the loser. If crust movement disasters have been on the increase, this is only a hint of what will occur. Quakes will increase, disasters related to crust adjustments will increase, as though from a cry to a scream. Take the effect of exploding gas lines and refineries, ruptured water mains and dams, collapsing buildings and industrial accidents, derailing trains and capsized ferries and ocean-going vessels, disconnected or dropping bridges and emerging sinkholes, and multiply them tenfold. A clear, steady beat of the drum warning of certain and imminent danger. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. A second mystery explained by the Zetas is the orbit lock, circles surrounding a central circle like a bullseye. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Orbit Lock, written May 2004. The incidence of 6 or more arms, seen in so many crop circles over the years, all with a central point indicating, obviously, the sun, is an unmistakable clue that there is a pattern to the orbits around the sun, guided, nudged, sorted out, and placed by something emitting from the sun. Where the sweeping arms of the sun were shown with a pattern of 8 per year, the emanation that controls the orbit distance from the sun is paced with 6 or more sweeps per year of another kind of emanation from within the sun itself. These crop circles with diagrams of 6 or more always have an outer edge, indicating they are not infinite. Thus a planet halted in its orbit, as Earth is, finds itself reminded of this distance more often than when traveling ahead of this particle flow sweep. Why did the planet select an orbit ring and stay in it? Venus and Earth are the same size, but Venus rides closer, Earth further out. By what rule do they stay in their lane, even when seldom close to each other, and almost always apart by large spans of space? Each planet stays at the outer edge of the particle flow emitted from the sun, that outer edge where the planet is comfortable. Since we have stated that Earth once rode in an orbit within the asteroid belt, and after collisions with moons trailing Planet X during one of its many passages arrived at its new orbit, this might seem a contradiction, but the mass of composition of Earth changed at that time. It lost much of its core material, exploded into space as magma, the stuff asteroids are composed of. It lost the majority of its water, spewed likewise into space, the stuff comets are composed of. This crop circle is reminding mankind that Earth cannot escape Planet X by leaving its orbit. It cannot leave as gravity is pulling it into the sun. There is more than the repulsion force, the outward flow of gravity particles, keeping the Earth at the distance it steadfastly maintains. There are hundreds of such particle flows, almost all unknown to mankind, controlling orbits. Earth has come as close to the sun as she can, and there is locked in her rut, her orbit. Can't move back, can't move in, can't move out, can't move forward, as there stands the monster Planet X. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. The third circle mystery explained by the Zetas was the engulfing circles, concentric circles, overlapping circles. This was explained as representing the influence of Planet X as it moved increasingly between the sun and the Earth, rising to the ecliptic, the sun's middle, eventually standing dominant so that the sun's voice would be negated during the pole shift itself. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Crop Circle Language, written June 2004. The series of embedded circles, ever larger, implies to most all viewers a growing presence or influence, a rapid engulfing, a rapid supplanting. When Planet X moves between the Earth and the Sun to the point it blocks or interferes with the Sun, as the dominant magnet in the vicinity, the setting for rapid rotation slowing and stoppage and an imminent pole shift will be made. How have crop circles implied this in a universal language that speaks to the subconscious of all, regardless of the difference a culture may impose or the inability of man to understand the guttural sounds coming from the voice box of another? What, in sum, are they saying? That Planet X is moving past the Sun in a direction that will take it closer to Earth, that it will move from slightly below the ecliptic to above the ecliptic during this drama, and that a full 90-degree turn will be the result, the pole shift. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. This increasing dominance in influence was dramatically shown on July 4, 2003, when dual crop circles were laid in Horicon Marsh, Wisconsin. One laydown was witnessed by a farmer who was then interviewed on Art Bell. A mere hour's drive away from my home, this crop circle included several instances of the Zeta Talk triangle. And I quote from Crop Circle News, a very large circle formation was discovered in wheat near the village of Simon, population 370, in Wisconsin, roughly 20 miles from the July 4th Mayvale formation discovered on Saturday, August 9, 2003. This formation was spotted as being in the field on July 18th by the farmer and by a neighbor who lives within view of one of the circles around the 4th of July, so it may be nearly 6 weeks old or more. The formation was over 350 feet along one axis and over 175 feet along the other axis. It consisted of seven different sized circles, one with a ring, the largest circle being around 78 feet in diameter. All were connected by pathways. An additional fourth grapeshot formation was also found in the field. The team immediately found expulsion cavities, blown node collars in all parts of the formation, conclusively confirming its authenticity, proving this was no hoax. End of the quote. What was the Zeta Talk triangle found repeatedly in these formations when the center of the circles were connected to each other by lines? I quote from Zeta Talk, Entry Angle, written August 1995. The Earth, Sun, and Planet X will thus form a triangle in the Earth's orbital plane with a 23-degree angle at the Earth, an 18-degree angle at the Sun, and a 139-degree angle at Planet X. It is at this point, essentially, that Planet X is closest to the Earth. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Well, there's a crop circle message, but this one was perhaps a personal message to me, Nancy, to keep up the good work doing Zeta Talk. A fourth circle mystery is the serpentine dance, like a twisted rope or, in some cases, the yin-yang symbol, implying forces coming from different directions, impacting each other. And the Zetas explain. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Serpentine Dance, written June 2004. The mysterious yin-yang symbol, interpreted endlessly to be balance between male and female, aggression and passivity, the dark and the light, or any balanced element both physical and spiritual that the human mind and soul can encompass. Interaction, the one growing, the other diminishing, is inherent in the symbol. Crop circles have included not only the yin-yang symbol, but a type of serpentine linking of such symbols. They also indicate that at the center of the yin or yang half, there is an orb, a planetary body. What happens when the magnetic fields of planetary bodies with dissimilar rotation directions intertwine? Planets with magnetic fields, like all magnets, want to align end to end or align side by side, but due to the forces that hold planets in their orbits and at a distance from their sun, they most often align along magnetic flow lines also. Enter Planet X, which is not establishing an orbit that circles the sun, but is slinging through. Of all the planets in its path, crowded around the sun in the inner solar system, Earth is the only one that finds itself in a magnetic dance with Planet X. Mercury is too close to the sun and escapes because Planet X, by its mass, is held at a further distance from the sun. Mars is outside of the sling orbit of Planet X and escapes as a peripheral body. Earth lies in the path of Planet X as its orbit is crossed during the passage. We have stated that the orbit of Planet X assumes a retrograde orbit as it approaches the sun, hopping the sweeping arms of the sun to escape the crowding these arms impose. More than the orbit of Planet X is affected by this, and the rotation of Planet X, a slow roll, also assumes a retrograde motion. The sweeps, being a particle flow, move all of the planet, core, crust, and mantle, from the outer edges of the planet in during the sweep, and this effect is what creates the rotation direction. It is no mistake or accident that the rotation of the Earth is counterclockwise, as this is its orbit direction. This is the direction both the planet and its molten mantle assume, nudged by the sweeping arms. The effect of the sweeping arm impels the rotation of Earth counterclockwise, but the arm has a different influence on Planet X, moving clockwise and rotating clockwise as it passes through the inner solar system. This is a clash, a reversal for Earth when it encounters the massive field of Planet X, and thus the serpentine influence. This is also shown as a blocking influence, where the rotation direction of the magnetic fields directly clash. Who wins in this? It is no contest, and one of the reasons for Earth's rotation slowing to a stop during the passage is this clash. The magnetic field of Planet X is slinging at Earth's field, a constant barrage, as the distance between them closes. End of the quote from Zeta Talk on the Serpentine Dance. A fifth circle mystery explained by the Zetas is the magnetic trimesters, the placement of three symbols around a center evenly spaced. At times, these symbols are slightly different from each other or imply the center circle is turning. What was startling was that an analysis of the HARP magnetosphere data indicates that the Earth indeed experiences magnetism from the sun in trimesters. These graphs show the positive magnetic flow from the North Pole moving north, which is a black line, east, the red line, or south, the blue line. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Magnetic Trimesters, written June 2004. Why is it the sun, as the giant magnet dominating the solar system, points north and south with its poles in the directions it does? For those late to this argument, the Sun does not reverse polarity every 11 years, as NASA states, and the solar magnetic field reaches beyond the outer bounds of the solar system, affecting all the planets. The Sun likewise is under the dictates of influences that surround it. As the Sun goes, so go the planets. There are hundreds of particle flows that reach out from the Sun's middle as it rotates. The most obvious particle flow, the one that brushes the planets along in their counterclockwise orbits, known as the sweeping arms of the Sun. The Sun likewise is subject to sweeps from elsewhere, which affect her internal gyration such that dozens of the particle flows moving into and out from the Sun are affected. And this passes down to the lowly planets circling the Sun like litter caught in a whirlwind. For the Earth, one of those particle flows is in the electromagnetic spectrum and varies three times during an Earth year, as HARP documentation shows. These flows affect the planets orbiting the Sun regardless of their placement around the Sun, as it is an outburst from the Sun, not a sweeping arm directed and in sync with the Sun's rotation. Summer trimester is May to August, normally a time when the outburst is strongest. Fall trimester, September to December, normally a time when the annual outburst is diminishing. Spring trimester, January to April, normally a quiet time when the outburst is quiescent. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. A sixth circle mystery explained by the Zetas is the insect. The implication that the insect is thrumming, pushing its stinger through with repeated thrusts. The Zetas explain this as the efforts of Planet X to pierce the ecliptic, which is thick with particle flows going into and out of the Sun. Once this is accomplished, the ecliptic pierced, Planet X can buzz on out of the solar system without delay. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Buzz On Out, written July 2004. Why is it that Planet X is ejected so rapidly from the solar system that after a pole shift, human reports do not relay a lingering fire dragon in the sky, but rather a long day or night of horror and then living in gloom and drizzle and leaving the shattered cities? A mere week during rotation stoppage, when there is without a doubt the presence of a monster with a writhing tail near the sun. Does Planet X leave more rapidly than it approached? We have relayed repeatedly that Planet X struggles to pierce the ecliptic, drops from 11-degree angle below the ecliptic to a 32-degree angle for the passage, due to crowding at the ecliptic. To what degree is a slingshot effect, ejecting a body that has created an imbalance, come into play? The ecliptic is where a backwash of particle flows return to the Sun, and Planet X is heading for this backwash as it attempts to leave the Sun, thus creating additional crowding. What symbolism could the circle maker use to relay the thrumming struggle of this massive planetary magnet, 23 times the size of Earth, as it attempts to punch through the crowded ecliptic, facing a massive headwind, but driven on its path by the repulsion force from the Sun? It presses forward, but this creates additional crowding, so is driven back a bit, and then another press forward. Is this not the annoying buzz of an insect? It is balance that is sought in particle flows, and when entering a side of the ecliptic where the particle crowding is absent, the repulsion force that has been pressing Planet X forward on its path has free rein, a sudden and violent exit from the solar system. End of the quote from Zeta Talk on Buzz On Out. A seventh circle mystery explained by the Zetas was the 270-degree roll, the point where Planet X turns in place to point its north pole first toward the south pole of the Sun, or toward the Sun, while it aligns along the magnetic flow lines under the Sun's middle, the ecliptic, to point its north pole away from the Sun as it moves to be above the ecliptic, and thus align with the magnetic flow lines in the Sun's northern hemisphere. These crop circles are the ones with a twisting and turning line, showing first a 180 turn and then another 90-degree turn in another direction, 270 degrees in all. The Zetas explain the entire 270 roll to be a 180 turn, where the north pole of Planet X moves from pointing at the Sun to pointing directly away. Then the remaining 90 degrees is where the north pole moves from pointing directly outward to an upright position, pointing up. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Contorted Path, written August 2004. We have stated that Planet X does a dual 270 roll as it positions itself along the Sun's magnetic flow lines both above and below the ecliptic, and that the Earth participates in this, being the lesser magnet. Just how contorted does this passage become? Crop circles from over a decade ago, in the early 1990s, and ancient depictions show this to be an almost unimaginable series of twists and turns. Does this passing planet indeed make these twists? And why would ancient man and circle makers be so determined to record this? Just wait, as the approaching monster planet, with his entourage of moon swirls and loose debris slinging into Earth's atmosphere as fireballs, begins the dance of its passage. It performs before man on the stage of the Sun such that the dance cannot be missed. We will not detail the timing or the steps this contorted path will take, as of this date, this information is not being shared broadly with mankind, but is restricted so that only the elite have access. They are still not sharing what they know with the common man, who deserves to know what is upon them as much as the arrogant elite, and are still not arranging to allow Zeta Talk to be disseminated to the common man simultaneously with delivery to the elite. If they wish to know what the contorted path will bring and when, they need to unsheathe the cover-up. End of the quote from Zeta Talk on Contorted Path. And indeed, not all mysteries have been explained, in my opinion. There are these circles that look like a snake, slithering, implying an extreme wobble. Are we going to go there? Stay tuned. Prop circles seem to be implying that, in my opinion. But the Zetas aren't saying. That concludes the broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Remember to carry love in your heart. It's the commodity of the future. As the Zetas say, love may have a blooming going into the shift, as it ought, those with great love in their hearts responding to the realization that little else matters.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.